Very first Mother's Day of my entire life without my mom. And as I remember her today, and as my sister remembers her today, I'm reminded a lot about my mom. And one thing I'm reminded about is that my mom really liked puzzles. She always did puzzles. There was usually a card table somewhere in our house, and there was a puzzle in progress. And she always worked puzzles that were much, much harder than I would ever think possible or certainly enjoyable. There was always a puzzle. And even where she lived in Arkansas? Assisted living. Even in the assisted living place when I visited her, there was a card table with a puzzle. She loved puzzles. And I think she wanted me to like puzzles, but I just don't. And I would work puzzles. She would have, like, you know, this 5,000-piece puzzle, and it's called the inside of your closet at night. And you're like, okay. And you try to work it, and I would get puzzles, you know, 3 pieces or 5 pieces or whatever. It's a cardboard with little handles on it. That was kind of my speed of puzzles. But when I work a puzzle, and maybe you're the same, when you work a puzzle, what is the most important part of the puzzle? The picture on the box is the most important part. The picture on the box is the most important part because that tells you what it's supposed to look like. And I was always referring to the picture on the box to put together the puzzle. Very, very important. Women of God here today. Women of God here today, you want to be a godly woman. I know that because I know you. I've talked to you. You want to be a godly woman. This is your greatest desire, women of God, here in this room. You want to be a godly woman. What does a godly woman look like? Husbands here today, your job is to lead your wife. Your job is to spiritually care for, nurture, love, feed, and provide for your wife spiritually. Your job, like the gardener, provides the soil and the water and the sunlight for the flower. Your job is to provide everything your wife needs to be a godly woman. The question is this: what does a godly woman look like? Parents, if you have daughters, your job is to disciple them and teach them and train them to grow up to be godly women. What does a godly woman look like? Today, it is my privilege to show you the picture on the box. Paul has given us a picture of what a godly woman looks like. And today, women of God, I want to open the scriptures to you and give you the picture on the box. And tell you this, that God has given you everything you need to become a godly woman. He who called you to be his child enables you to be the woman he wants you to be. Would you open your Bibles to Titus chapter 2 and stand with me in honor of God's word? Of course, this is the letter of the Apostle Paul to Titus. Titus was serving the church on the island of Crete. And Paul writes to Titus to teach him how to minister, how to pastor the women on the island of Crete. And this beautiful book is a gift to Trinity Baptist Church this morning. Titus chapter 2, verse 1. But as for you, Titus, speak the things which are fitting for sound doctrine. What are those things? Older men are to be temperate, dignified, sensible, sound in faith, in love, in perseverance. Older women, likewise, are to be reverent in their behavior, not malicious gossips, not enslaved to much wine, teaching what is good. Why? So that they may encourage the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sensible, pure, workers at home, kind, being subject to their own husbands, so that the word of God will not be dishonored. Will you pray with me, please? Will you pray right now that God would open your heart and soften your heart and help you to see this beautiful picture of a godly woman? Will you pray for the people in this room that God would give us all a love for and honor for the Holy Scriptures, that every word of this passage would be beautiful to us, and that God, by His Holy Spirit, would give us all an understanding of this passage? Would you pray for me? My goal today is simply to be as though Paul were here speaking to you, as though the Apostle Paul were alive today and knew Trinity Baptist Church and knew our culture and knew America. And if Paul were here, what would he say? My goal is to bring him alive today. So please pray. Only by the Holy Spirit can I do that. Please pray for me today. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. This is a beautiful, beautiful passage. I think it is the most important passage for women and women's ministry at Trinity Baptist Church. I've selected it very carefully. Look at verse 3 with me, women of God and everyone. Older women, likewise, are to be reverent in their behavior, not malicious gossips, nor enslaved to much wine, teaching what is good. Let's take this beautiful verse bit by bit. Number one in your notes, older Christian women are called to be holy. Older Christian women are called to be holy. This Greek word describes how women that served in the temple should conduct themselves. It describes what the behavior that is appropriate and suitable for holiness. Women of God, here in this room, we do not serve in the temple anymore. You might serve here at the church. And this word describes how women should conduct themselves who served in the temple back in Bible times. We don't have that same situation here. You may not serve in the temple, but women of God, you are the temple. You are the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Yield to the Holy Spirit. Surrender to the Holy Spirit. And as Christ fills you, allow Christ to fill you with His thoughts, with His words, with His actions, and Christ will enable you. He will give you everything you need to conduct yourselves in a holy manner. Because it is extremely important that women of God be holy. Please put a bookmark in Titus 2 and come with me to Romans chapter 6. Verse 1. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase? May it never be. How shall we who died to sin still live in it? Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we've been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again. Death no longer is master over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Women of God, before you were Christian, you had a relationship with sin. Women of God, that relationship is broken. You no longer have that same relationship. You are not the same woman you were before you came to Christ. And Paul starts out by saying, we are called to be holy. We are called to be holy. Look at Titus 2, verse 3 again. Older women likewise are to be reverent in their behavior. Please remember the word reverent is the Greek word for how temple servants, female temple servants, were to conduct themselves, and you are a temple of the Holy Spirit. Not malicious gossips. Number two in your notes, older Christian women must not gossip or slander. As I looked at this passage in Greek this week, I almost had a chill up my spine. I had to call Mike down from his office to show him the Greek word. Malicious gossips is one Greek word, and it is the word diabolos. Diabolos, one Greek word. It means accuser or slanderer. The same Greek word is used of the devil. The devil is the accuser. The devil is a slanderer. And Paul says, older women, do not be like him. Malicious gossip, one Greek word. Verse 3, older women likewise are to be reverent in their behavior, not malicious gossips, nor enslaved to much wine. Number 3 in your notes. Older Christian women are called to be free from addictions, that they may be a slave of Christ. Older women are to be a slave of Jesus Christ. We're all to be a slave of Jesus Christ. Amen? Not anything else. Keep a bookmark in Titus and turn to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians 5:15. Ephesians 5:15. Therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Older women are called to be free from addictions, that they may be a slave of Christ. Titus 2, 3, older women likewise are to be reverent in their behavior, not malicious gossips, not enslaved to much wine, teaching what is good. Number four in your notes, and this is very important. Number four in your notes, the older women in the church are called to teach the younger women to be godly women. The older women in the church are called to teach the younger women to be godly women. Think about this for a second. Is it appropriate for me to disciple a woman? It is not. Is it appropriate for Mike to disciple a woman? It is not. Is it appropriate for Michael Tyler? Is it appropriate for Carrie? Is it appropriate for Ben? Is it appropriate for Saku to teach, to disciple a woman? It is not. If the older women in our congregation do not disciple the younger women, it will not happen. We need you. Do you remember the show Let's... No, that was it. I think it was called that. I don't know why I'm looking at you. You're not old enough to remember this. I have to look over here somewhere. Let's make a deal. Let's make a deal. Oh, praise God. Some of you remember it. I am not yet the oldest person in the room. Let's make a deal. The host, whoever it was, you know, do you want what's behind this curtain or do you want what's behind this curtain? And this curtain would come out and it's a new car or whatever it is. And then do you want that or this? Or it would be something crazy. Do you want that or this? And they'd make the right call or they'd make the wrong call and they'd be thrilled or disappointed. I want to offer you the same thing, Trinity Baptist. In this corner behind door number one is $2 million to be put in the offering plate for Trinity Baptist Church. $2 million. Put in the offering plate, unmarked. Elders and deacons and congregation can use it however we see fit. What's behind this one? 10 godly women who will train the younger women to love their husbands, to love their children. Which one do you want? You better choose this one. Trinity Baptist Church, we are rich. We are the rich church in the city because we have those 10 women. We have more. Look around this room. There are godly women in this room that have served husbands, that have raised children, that are ready and willing to teach. We are the rich church in town. Now the question is this. What are the older women supposed to teach? Is there a model? Is there a curriculum? Did Paul explain it? Look at verse 4 in your text. Verse 4. So that they may encourage the young women to love their husbands and to love their children. Let's stop right there. Let's stop right there. So that they may encourage the young women. Do you remember what it's like to be a newlywed? They say that the first year is the hardest. Do you know why they say that? Because it is. It's the hardest. Older women in the church, the younger women need you. They need you. Do you remember what it's like to be a new parent? Diapers and sleepless nights and all of that stuff. Your husband's 21 years old. He has no idea what he's doing. You remember what it's like? Remember what that's like? It's hard. The young women need you to encourage them. The young women in the church need you. You have an incredibly vital role to play at Trinity Baptist Church. And it says, so that they, the older women, may encourage the young women. May encourage the young women. This word encourage is used all over the Bible, right? All over the Bible you see encourage, 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 encourage. And it's almost always the Greek word, Mike, yell it out. Paris something something. You are fired. Get out. There it is, Parakletos. He gets to keep his job. Youth group. There will be youth group this Thursday. Parakletos is the usual word. Donnie's in the back. Whew. Parakletos is the usual word. This is not the word. This is not the word. In fact, this Greek word, encourage, in verse 4 of our text today, is the only time this word is used in the entire New Testament. It is the word sophronizo, should be on the back of your notes, and it means to restore someone to their senses, or to train someone to be sober-minded. Sophrono means sober-minded. Sophronizo means to train someone to be sober-minded. Paul is saying to Titus, the young women are struggling. I know about the women on the island of Crete. They're struggling. Their thinking is wrong. Their values, their priorities are not correct. Someone needs to restore them to their senses. Their attitudes, their opinions about marriage, their opinions about motherhood, their opinions about womanhood, and their opinions about life are not correct. Someone needs to restore them to their senses. Women of God, men of God, does this describe the women in the city of Indio? Does this describe the women in our culture? Does this describe the women in America? The Word of God must restore them to their senses, and we need older Christian women to do it. Brothers and sisters, our world has gone to great lengths to tell a young woman what she should be like. To tell a young wife what she should be like. To tell a young mother what she should be like. And the world's ideas are senseless. Older women, we need you to teach the younger women. To restore the church to correct thinking. To God's priorities. And Paul, like the picture on the puzzle box, gives a beautiful portrait of a godly woman. Look at verse 4 again. Titus 2:4, so that they may encourage the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sensible, pure, workers at home, kind, being subject to their own husbands, so that the word of God will not be dishonored. In your notes, older women are called to encourage the younger women in the following beautiful Christian graces. The first one is A, and it is love. Love. The blank on A is love. If I ask you to describe Christianity in one word, what word would you use? Love. Love is what Christianity is all about. Amen? We love, says John, we love because he first loved us. That's Christianity in a nutshell. And I could ask you all what this Greek word is, and you would all, except for maybe Mike, you'd all be wrong. It's not agape. Not agape. It's phileo. This Greek word for love is phileo. And what makes this word so special is in the Bible, phileo is often a prefix. It is the beginning of one Greek word used to describe different types of people. Let me give you an example. behind me on the screen, 2 Timothy 3, 1-4. But realize this, that in the last times, difficult times will come, for men will be lovers of self. That's one Greek word. Lovers of money, one Greek word. Boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure, one Greek word, rather than lovers of God. I've given you all these Greek words on the back of your notes. Philautos, philautos, lover of self. The next one, philoargos. Mike, you pronounce it. Ha, see there? This is why he has a job. He's better at this than I am. Lover of money. The next one, Elizabeth, philedonos, as in hedonist. Lover of pleasure. Our bodies are corrupted by sin, amen? And it comes in the form of being a lover of self. We are designed by God to be a lover of God. But sin has corrupted that love. And instead of being a lover of God, we are lovers of self. And that is the American idol. We don't have Baal. We don't have Ashtaroth. We don't have Moloch. We don't have Dagon. Our idol is right here. We are lovers of self. And that results in what? It results in being a lover of money. And it results in being a lover of pleasure. What we are supposed to be, what God has designed us to be, is not a lover of self, but a lover of God. It is the most beautiful Greek word, philotheos. One Greek word. All of us, men, women, boys, and girls, this week in your devotions, pray and say, God, make me a philotheos, lover of self. Older women, your job in one sentence is to train the younger women to be philotheos. To be philotheos. And you know what that will result in? It'll result in the next two Greek words. Philandros, lover of husband. And philotechnos, lover of children. Older women, we need you. We need you to train the younger women to cast off, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to cast off philautos, lover of self. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, to allow God to create them in his image to be philotheos, lover of God. And if they are philotheos, the result will be they will be lovers of husbands. They will live their life to love and serve their husband because they will have removed themselves from the throne of their life. And they will live their lives to love and serve their children. By the way, men, you're not off the hook. The same is true of you. If you will dethrone self, the result will be you will love your wives and children. A is love. B in your notes. Women of God, we need you to train the younger women in the following Christian graces. A is love. B is self-control. Self-control. The Greek word Paul uses here is the same word he used in verse 2 for older women. Older women and younger women alike are called to embrace this beautiful Christian grace. The women on the island of Crete where Titus was working had a problem with self-control. They allowed their passions and desires to lead them into sin. Older women, only in Christ can you have this character quality. Yield to Christ. Seek Christ. Let him give you this grace. Let Christ adorn you with this beauty. And then teach the younger women to do the same. C. A is love. B is self-control. C is purity. Purity. I'm pulling these right out of the passage. Titus 2, 4, and 5. Purity. Purity is very important to God. Purity is very important to God. The Greek word here means uncontaminated. Uncontaminated. Like if you have water. I have this water here, and this water, hopefully, is uncontaminated, so I can drink it. In the Bible, purity means uncontaminated by evil. Very, very important. Look at Second Corinthians 11 behind me on the screen. It says, "For I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy, for I betrothed you to one husband, so that to Christ I might present you a pure virgin." Women of God, is purity your greatest desire? Young women, the world has taught you that the most important thing is how you look on the outside. The world has taught you that your most important thing, the thing you need to focus on the most, is how you look on the outside. You need to lose weight. You need to color your hair. You need to put on makeup. You need to cover blemishes. But for the Christian woman, her golden life should always be inner beauty. That is the most important thing. We are called to lay aside the weight of sin. And my prayer for all of you today and all of the men today is that the most important thing in your life, the passion of your life, the goal of your life would be purity. Look at 1 Peter 3 behind me on the screen. "In the same way, you wives, be submissive to your own husbands, so that even if any of them are disobedient to the word, they may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives as they observe your chaste," same Greek word, uncontaminated, "chaste and respectful behavior." Next verse. "Your adornment must not be merely external, braiding the hair, wearing gold jewelry, putting on dresses, but let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit." Look at those last words, "which is precious in the sight of God." Dear women of God, young and old, may your inner beauty be the goal of your life and your greatest desire. D. Selfless service. Selfless service. That is D in your notes. Verse 5 in our text. "To be sensible, pure workers at home." Workers at home is one Greek word. It is the Greek word oikargos. Oikargos comes from oikos, which means house. The women of Crete were not workers at home. They allowed themselves to get distracted by the pursuits and pleasures of sin. And Paul urges the older women to restore the younger women to God's priorities. God calls men and women alike to not get distracted by selfish pursuits, but to be devoted to serving her family faithfully. Very important. Men and women are called not to get distracted by selfish pursuits, but to be devoted to serving their family faithfully. Proverbs 31, 10 through 31 describes a beautiful Christian woman who works hard to bring money into the home, but is clearly and totally selflessly devoted to her family. E, kindness. Kindness. Beautiful, beautiful Greek word, agathos. It means good. This is one of the most beautiful qualities for a Christian woman to possess. Look at Matthew 7 behind me on the screen. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him? This is a quality of God. God is good. It's what makes him kind. It what makes him generous. It's what makes him benevolent. And the Holy Spirit wants to build this quality into your life. Kindness. And the last one is F, and it is submission. Submission. Again, please look at verse 5. I've pulled these six directly out of the verse. The godly young woman will submit herself to her husband out of love for Jesus. The godly young woman will submit herself to her husband out of love for Jesus. Ephesians 5 behind me on the screen. Wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, he himself being the Savior of the body. But as the church is subject to Christ, so also the wives ought to be to their husbands in everything. Do you see how countercultural this is? Our world has created another picture on the puzzle box. I have given you the most beautiful picture of a woman on this puzzle box. I have literally done the best I can do for you. I'm your pastor. You are paying me to do this. And I have provided you the best possible picture on the puzzle box of what God wants a woman to be like. But the world has taken God's puzzle box and has crossed it out and created a very different picture. And for the older women at Trinity, your job, first of all, is to restore the younger women to love the picture provided in Scripture. The women in this church need to love every verse of Scripture. The men in the church need to love every verse of Scripture so that all of Trinity Baptist Church, men and women alike, look at the Bible and say, I don't like that verse, but it's God's word, and therefore I love it. God's picture is best. God's picture is best. Why should young women be like this? Why should young women live this way? I'm going to give you the best possible reason. Look at the text. Verse 5. To be sensible, pure, workers at home, kind, being subject to their husbands, so that the word of God will not be dishonored. So that the word of God will not be dishonored. 5 in your notes. A godly woman's primary concern is that her life bring credibility to the gospel and glory to God. A godly woman's primary concern is that her life bring credibility to the gospel and glory to God. Paul says, do it so the word of God will not be dishonored. The Greek word dishonor is the word, ready for this? Blasphemeo. Blasphemeo. Can anyone think of the English word young women and young men, old women and old men, you are here to bring honor to God. That is all. We are all called to behave in this world in such a way that the world will see that Jesus is the answer. Show the world, young women, old women, young men, old men, show the world that Jesus makes a young woman truly beautiful. And only Jesus can do it. Display the greatness of God. Display the goodness of God so that everyone in the world will praise the name of Jesus. That's what we're all about. Older women, the church needs you. You need to be the spiritual mother to the young ladies in this church. I can't do it. I can disciple the men. Michael Tyler can disciple the men. Carrie can disciple the men. Ben can disciple the men. Saku can disciple the men. Mike can disciple the men and is. But I can't disciple the women. The only thing I can do is what I'm doing right now. This is it. If the young women in the church are to be discipled, you have to do it. You have to do it. Young ladies, you are part of Trinity Baptist Church. And this church is rich. We are rich. Look around you. This room is filled with godly women who have loved and served their husbands, who have loved and served their children, who have fit this description, and who are ready and willing and blessed and able to teach you. Young women, seek them out. Approach one of the older Christian women in the church and say, I want nothing more than for my life to honor the Lord. Please teach me the Holy Scriptures. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this beautiful portrait of a beautiful woman. And we pray for the husbands in this church that we would not be lovers of self, not be lovers of money, not be lovers of pleasure, but devote ourselves to providing our wives with everything they need to grow. We pray for the older women in this church that as of this moment, they would devote themselves to praying for and being available for the younger women. And we pray that this beautiful portrait, we would embrace it, we would frame it, we would stick it on the wall, we would put lights on it, and Trinity Baptist Church would say, this is what we honor. This is what we strive for. And together, men and women alike will praise the name of Jesus and bring glory to his name. In his name we pray. Amen.